Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool night across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Temperatures are mild in Haifa, making for a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, from Times of Israel, Iran threatens Hormuz shipping, as Trump said to shelve strikes amid diplomacy. The UAE reports Iranian attacks for a second day in a row. Also, according to Ynet, Israel braces as Trump weighs his next move on Iran amid Gulf escalation. Iran threatens ships in the Strait of Hormuz after strikes toward the UAE and Oman. Also this hour, a report from Walla states an Israeli hiker, Tavul Shabtai, was found dead in Japan. She had been missing since Friday. Separately, JNS reveals a scoop involving an anti-Israel coalition. They admitted secret coordination with a U.S.-sanctioned group during a recent webinar. And finally, I-24 News reports that Israel will transfer jet fuel to Germany amid the Hormuz crisis. This follows an agreement between Energy Minister Cohen and Foreign Minister Sa'ar. Reaction has been swift on social media. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, posting just minutes ago, confirmed that the IDF struck and killed a lieutenant colonel in Hamas Ministry of Interior earlier today. Dan Linnaeus, a commentator, reported earlier that a Jordanian-born man received a probation deal after killing an elderly Jewish man during a protest. Ziad Asali, a political analyst, posted that Trump has suspended the Hormuz operation, citing progress on an Iran deal. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, tensions are mounting in the Gulf as Iran threatens shipping lanes in the Strait of Hormuz. The UAE has faced repeated Iranian aggression, raising concerns over maritime security. As diplomatic efforts intensify, this situation could reshape regional alliances. Turning to the Ynet article, Israel is on high alert as President Trump considers his options against Iran. Despite rising tension, the U.S. maintains that the situation has not reached a wartime threshold. The outcome of these deliberations may influence Israel's own defense posture. Meanwhile, Walla's report on the tragic death of Israeli hiker Tavul Shabtai in Japan raises questions about solo hiking safety. Authorities are investigating the circumstances surrounding her disappearance. This serves as a somber reminder of the risks involved in such adventures. In earlier reporting from JNS, an anti-Israel coalition admitted to coordinating with a group under U.S. sanctions. This revelation came during a webinar with UN staff. The disclosure could impact international perceptions of the involved organizations. Finally, I-24 News highlights Israel's decision to export jet fuel to Germany. Amid the Hormuz crisis, Germany seeks alternatives due to disruptions in usual supply routes. This move underscores Israel's role in supporting European energy needs. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports on a new initiative by AppCharge aimed at challenging App Store monopolies. This Robinhood movement seeks to empower smaller developers, as discussed at the Top 50 Most Promising Startups event in Tel Aviv. Separately, Globes details recent real estate transactions across Israel. Notable deals occurred in cities such as Tel Aviv, Netanya, and Ashkelon, reflecting ongoing activity in the housing market. And finally, from Walla Business, the U.S., Army selects an Israeli-made drone for its operations. This autonomous lightweight drone can carry significant payloads and demonstrates Israel's innovation in defense technology. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.